Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Hope that everyone is enjoying their day. I see some rain has gotten started, and we are grateful again for that here in San Diego, California. Also, my heart goes out, and I'm sure people have heard about all those children that have died in Pakistan by the Taliban, went into a school, a military school, and shot children, and I believe 136 people are dead. And they're in another part of the country, another part of the world. But as a mother, that's hard. And I'm sure anyone that has children can relate to that type of pain that those parents are enduring right now because of it. So my heart goes out and my prayers go out, and I pray that all of them get saved in Jesus' name. And that's what I pray for. Lord, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. We need you, Lord. We need peace. We need joy in our hearts and our spirit. We need the untangible, the intangible, the things that we cannot touch. We need our spirits and our mind and our souls to be healed. We need things to be rectified in the inward man. And Lord, we pray for that today to help us, Lord, in our inward parts, the deceitfulness of our heart. You said the heart of man is deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? You test the reins of the heart. Lord, so help us, Lord Jesus, as you begin to check out our hearts, Lord. Convict us where we need to be convicted. Love us where we need to be loved. Heal us where we need to be healed. Forgive us where we need to be forgiven. Touch as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's look back at John chapter 9, and we're going to begin at verse 6 to bring that back in context from our discussion on Monday. It says, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And we had read that on Monday about, you know, we can speculate why God used the dirt, or why Jesus used the dirt and spat it in and made like a little mud pie and put it in the man's eyes. And we talked about how we don't know the direction that God is coming. God says, you know, our thoughts are not his thoughts, and our ways are not his ways. And so sometimes the things that he does, it kind of puzzles us. Well, Lord, why would you do it that way? Or why did you come that way? Or why did this happen that way? But we have to trust God because he has a plan. And also, God apparently is extremely creative. He is creative all through the book. There's many different things that he does and doing them in different ways. Nature tells us how creative he is. He likes variety and beauty, things to look different. He doesn't like things to be the same all the time. He is the same as far as his nature. His nature doesn't change, but his methods change. And so we don't know how God is going to do the things that he's going to do in our lives, but we say, yes, Lord. We say, yes, Lord, we welcome it. We praise his name for it. We already give thanks for it. We call those things that be not as though they were. We say, yes, Lord, be it unto me according to your will. That thing that you said you would do, do it, Lord. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know which way it's going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to feel about how it's happening. But you know what? Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Verse 7, it says, and said unto him, he said unto the blind man, after he made the spittle and he anointed his eyes with it, he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, the man went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. So that tells us of a process. When God does something, it leads to something else, and then something else, and then something else. And so he told the man, after he put the mud in his eyes, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Now, say the man would have just said, No, I don't know. Can't find the pool of Siloam. Who can, Lord, he started making excuses and all, maybe you wouldn't have been able to see. But you know what? That man went on his way. He found it some kind of way, blind. Blind and not able to see. Did he ask a person next to him? Did he say, guy, my friend, take me to the pool of Siloam? Did he crawl his way there? Did he scratch his way there? Did he walk in the blind, touching things and bumping into things, but he went anyway? That's a lesson for us. When God says go, we go anyway. We go ill-equipped, not enough information, we not enough skill. I don't have the finances, Lord. I don't. We all say these excuses because we want God to do it in a certain way where we feel comfortable. And I am speaking to myself right now, where we feel comfortable in what is going to happen. But you know what? God is going to do it His way. Do we trust Him? If we trust Him, that's what we do. We move forward in Him. And so it doesn't matter. That man, he just did it. He went for it. Says he went his way, therefore, and he washed. He got there somehow. He washed in the pool. He followed the instructions. And after he did that, he came seeing. So sometimes we have to go and do that extra. We gotta go anyhow, go and move anyhow. I talk about a lot about movement because movement, faith without works is dead. You gotta move. And sometimes me personally, God has to slow me down because I'll just start doing all kind of stuff. I will get it going. You know what? And maybe that's not what He wants me to do. But we gotta move. We gotta try to hear the Spirit, listen to God's voice, and move and do what He is asking us to do. And the man went therefore, and then he washed. He cleansed. We have to be clean. Let the Word of God cleanse us. Let it convict us where we need to be convicted, and let us change by the washing of the water by the Word. And so that's what the Word of God is for. It's for reproof, it's for rebuke, it's for encouragement, it's for salvation, it's to live by. And so the man went his way, he washed, and he came seeing. In verse 8, the neighbors therefore, and they which previously had seen him that he was blind, said, "Is not this that sat and begged?" Is this not the man that sat around begging? And verse 9, some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him and he looks like him." But he said, "I am he." When changes are made, sometimes people don't even recognize it. They can't even believe it. Some people say, "Oh, this change has happened. This has taken place." Other people say, "It kind of looks like it. I think it is. But I don't know for sure." But the man said, "Yes, it's me. It is me." Verse 10. Therefore said they unto him, "How were thine eyes open?" And we're going to continue that thought tomorrow. How were your eyes open? In a spiritual realm, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened is by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. This man received a physical healing. Some of us need a spiritual, emotional, and mental healing. May the Lord bless you on today. Follow the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.